afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy, and I've got something to say.
Let's hear it.
It's better to burn out.
fade away.
Exactly. That's right.
Oh,
that's...
Gary, are we going to rock till we drop today?
That's the plan, my friend. Wow.
Let's do it.
Man, I'm still bathing in the afterglow of that Van Halen special.
And Gary, I want to thank Gary from the bottom of my rock and roll heart for sitting through that, allowing me to pull the carpet out from under what our usual format is, and to concentrate on one band that I like more than Gary. But I have told Gary that whenever he wants to talk about, you know, some beard band or some glasses band with fuzzy production, I will be there and we'll talk about it for the whole episode.
I think our audience is flexible enough for that, and they've got wide enough palates. And it's just just fascinating. Like someone with as nimble a mind as Mike Schmidt has, with such a passion for a topic, you could listen to somebody talk about anything for that.
Yeah, he loves. Yeah, I'm not even going to say the name of the band because we said it so much. But yeah, he loves them.
Yeah.
So go, Gary. You got you have. Your fascist agenda.
I'll lay this on you. This is a quick Rock Solid Book Club will now come to order. I just got done reading Le Freak, the autobiography of Nile Rodgers. Fascinating. Read the whole damn book in one day. It was just like I could not put it down. What a life this guy has had. He his parents are like, bebop junkies in the 50s. And, you know, he's calling them by their first name when he's like seven and stuff like that.
I don't go for that.
Goes on to work. You cannot name an artist he hasn't worked with. Like David Bowie, Madonna, Mick Jagger, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, the Thompson Twins. It goes on and on.
The Twins?
Yeah, exactly. And
Duran Duran, the Power Station.
Yeah,
Do you think when he's listing his resume, he runs down all those names and then he goes, and Twins!
Twins! The Twins, yeah.
What's up with the Twins? Silent partner Matt Belknap's here. I forgot to give him some props.
But hey, Matt, could you hit that Everybody Dance? Mm-hmm. He tells a story. This is like Sheik's first song. And when this first came out, he talks about like going to a club and the audience like would only let the DJ play this song for like an hour on end. Like they try to put on another song and like, no, we want everybody to dance. And that's when he knew.
It sounds like a real panic at the disco.
Yeah, it was a total panic at the disco. But it's a lot of great stories. I really recommend it. And you could just dance too right now.
I could listen to this song for an hour. This wouldn't. Oh, there we go. I could listen to this for an hour easily.
Let me see if we get the end of the.
Is this
here.
A Le Chic song?
Yeah, this is Chic. This is their first big hit. Tony Thompson on drums. And
it's just Chic.
Yeah.
Le Freak is the song. Yeah. Chic is the band.
What? Tony Thompson, also the drummer for Power Station.
Exactly. Apparently, he had to be dragged kicking and screaming into the world of funk and disco because he was a rock guy. He wanted nothing good.
And he's passed away now, right? Tony Thompson?
Tony Thompson, dead.
And so is Bernard Edwards.
Edwards, dead. It's the Chic curse. Now Rogers almost dead of cancer, but...
is that true?
Yeah, but he beat it, and he's feeling good, and...
He had dreadlock cancer, right?
Yeah, just had it removed. They think they got most of it, but it could...
One of the easiest surgeries.
It's one of the easier surgeries. But
then, you know what? Then they had to go back, and they found a bead right behind his ear. And they had to... cancer's funny.
Cancer's hilarious. Great stories about working on the Let's Dance album, Like a Virgin album. So, yeah, definitely read Le Freak by Nile Rodgers.
That's right, Like a Virgin. He produced that whole album.
Produced that whole damn thing. And also, this is semi-book related. The Hunger Games movie is coming out on, I think, the 23rd. And earlier in that week, the soundtrack is going to drop. This thing looks hot. It's got your Arcade Fire, your Kid Cudi, your Nico Case, a couple songs from an up-and-comer named Taylor Swift is on there. And this one, creating a new genre called Indie Chase Music. It's a new song from the Decembrists. Always got to give them some love on Rock Solid when we get a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Run, Katniss, run! Get the bow and arrow!
One engine barely makes it away.
that down. You're
who is that? He sounds a little bit. Who's he sound like when he sings there?
He kind of sounds
like the Psychedelic Furs a little bit.
Oh yeah, maybe a little bit like Richard Blade.
Yeah,
yeah. Not Richard Blade. Richard.
What is
something
his
name? Or other. Richard. Bless you. Bless you. Thank Richard you. Sneeze. No, that's not that one. Damn it. Dick Sneeze.
I'll find out.
Yeah, those are good books, those Hunger Games
books. Is it Richard
books.
Butler?
Richard Butler.
There we go.
Yes. Oh, this is Richard Butler.
You read those books?
Yeah, well, I read the first one, and I'll probably read the other ones. They're like, your girls are probably a little bit young for them.
No, Sarah just read them.
Really?
She's 11 and a half.
Precocious. She's right in there.
Yeah, she read all three of them and loved them, and...
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's her favorite, so this is
perfect.
It's going to be crazy for
all right. Me. Let's go. Let's have a movie date. Let's go see those.
My wife loves them, too. She's a huge. And I wanted to find time to read them before the movie, but no.
Audible, man. Audible.com.
Yeah, I actually listened to one on audiobook. It's read by Richard Butler from The Psychedelic Furs.
Weird.
Chapter 17, my way. I went to a concert. I never go to a concert, but a friend.
You go to concerts.
I go sometimes. I go like twice a year or something, but.
You call them shows, though. You don't call them
concerts.
I go to
a show. I go to a show. A gig is what I went
cool.
to. Yeah.
So and, where'd you go see?
A friend had tickets to see this strange South African rap collective called De Antwoord. Have you heard about them? They were on Letterman.
I think I have heard of them.
They were on Letterman and Kimmel and stuff like that. Crazy-ass group. It's like, picture, okay, the main dude is like this kind of like Edward Norton, American History X looking guy, like all methed out with like crude tattoos. And then his partner is like this little... Like an albino Bjork looking girl with, she has like these weird, like all black contacts.
Jeez, hopefully they'll have a baby together.
Yeah, that would be beautiful. She has this squeaky voice. And here, why don't you hit that, Matt? This is their hit single called I Think You Freaky. And,
with an F, I think?
Yeah, yeah. Terrifying. Because she's got these all black contacts, like where her whole eye looks black. So she's like, freaky and I like you a lot. I think you're freaky and
nightmares, right? Pat and I just looked at the album cover. Total nightmare material.
And just like all these projections of like penises and medical mutilations and stuff behind them.
She makes the girl with the dragon tattoo look like Mary Poppins.
Indeed. But the main point of this story, I guess, is...
Where were they performing?
That's the point of the story. Club Nokia? I've never been to Club Nokia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a venue. That is the place.
Yeah, I've seen... okay, easy now. I saw Asia there.
Yes!
But, I mean, there's no bad seat there.
No bad seats.
I was in the front row balcony, which I recommend because you're right there.
Yeah, it's pretty vertiginous, this balcony. But yeah. Everybody can see... a friend was telling me he saw that Pee-wee's Playhouse thing there back in the, mm-hmm.
yeah,
back
cool.
in the O-10.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
So, yeah, I saw that there.
Oh, man. So you could back our play here.
It was the Pee-wee Herman show.
Were the people in the?
And you said I think you freaky.
Were the people in the audience?
They were bananas.
Were they trying to emulate the look of the people on stage?
No, everybody was like weird in their own special way. We saw this one couple. One like was it two ladies, and mm-hmm. One had like a dinosaur suit on, and the other one had like a chipmunk suit on.
Of course, why wouldn't they?
And then we sat right next to this family who was like it looked to be about a fourth grade boy.
Oh no!
And a Kurt Vonnegut looking dad.
No.
And then a bald mom. And,
okay, what grade is your son in?
He's in fourth grade.
Would you take him to this show?
No! I would not let him look at a picture of that girl. And like, you know, they also have this DJ with like, who has like, he has like big muscles, but he has like he wears a scary monster mm-hmm. mask. And like, he comes out and does his thing about how he's gonna F you in the A until you love him and stuff.
Oh,
and,
great.
And
that's perfect for a fourth grader.
That's nice for a fourth grader.
Yeah, and I hate those parents that go, well, you know, Todd's a little bit more intelligent for his age. Yeah. He's not that intelligent.
No, he's not.
He doesn't want to say mutilated penises and surgical things.
Certainly not.
But this is what you guys are, how you're talking is how parents talked about Kiss.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to realize that, right?
The guy had blood coming out of his mouth. It's disgusting.
You are probably not that far off.
One of them had a terrible lisp. How is that good for kids?
He literally calls himself a demon.
He is teaching children to speak incorrectly.
But that's all the new business I
have. Their chords are boring.
It is so funny when I hear, you know, Rock and Roll Over or Destroyer now, and I think... This was supposed to be like evil.
This was dangerous.
Now it sounds like Bill Haley in the Comets when you listen to it. It's just so simple. The music's so
simple. Very simple and very tame. And also
the lyrics are simple.
And in the Nile Rodgers book, that's what he said. That was like a eureka moment for him, because like the keyboard player in Chic was like friends with Ace Frehley, and they, so they took him to an early gig. He's like, that's it. You know, this is what you do. You like, you know, but instead of like, you know, dressing up like in scary kabuki makeup, like we'll start this like, you know, suave corporation, and that'll be our gimmick, you know, and everything. So Kiss has tendrils. They have roots.
That's true. And there's nothing kabuki makeup of a kitty cat. It's very scary.
Oh, I know. That'll get you.
I'm no kitty cat.
Did anybody make that Eddie Van Halen panda bear makeup? I thought we'd given an artistic assignment. Oh, you let me down.
Come on,
you're showing
guys.
Me nothing.
Get your Photoshop on.
Get your Photoshop. You know, but that's fine. Do what you want to do.
I really think if he were going to be an animal, though, he should be a raccoon.
Well, they had a raccoon, didn't they? Wasn't Eric Carr?
No, he's the fox.
Oh, the fox.
Foxy.
speaking of foxes, I swore I wasn't going to do it, but I started watching that Downton Abbey.
Oh, Downton say it
Abbey.
Right.
That treats you right. That is a good program.
Get on board, Pat.
I will get on board.
That Elizabeth McGovern's easy on the eye still. She held up nice. That's a handsome woman.
There's a
I don't want to say an old timer, but she's from my day.
Yeah.
Naked in Ragtime. You ever see Ragtime?
I will now.
Very impressionable, from a lad.
James Cagney's in Ragtime.
Not naked, sadly.
Oh, forget it. They don't have a scene together?
No, I wish.
There's no nudity.
Downton.
Downton. Downton. Downton Abbey.
Downton.
No nudity, but a lot of entail.
Indeed.
Are we ready?
I'm ready. I'm out of new business, so let's
give a little this is a tease song of what our topic is today, but it's kind of right on the nose.
See if you can figure it out.
This is from Sesame Street, Sesame Road, Volume 1.
I can't remember what comes after A and before C. My mother always whispers, let her be. She told me B starts big and bad, and ball and bat, and battery. Yes, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba means let her be. Let her be, let her be, let her be.
We are back with the Rock Encyclopedia.
Volume B.
Volume B. We were doing this every fourth episode. We kind of got off track, but we are back on track.
We'd have a little special. A
couple specials here and there. So we're back with Letter B, and this is going to be a great day.
This is a huge letter. So many groups had to go by the wayside. So many classic groups.
And before people start trying to predict where I'm going to play, I'm going to tell you right now, there is no Boston. There is no Bon Jovi. There is no Blue Oyster Cult.
You're describing my perfect world.
There is no, I know. There is no Bad English or Company or Finger. I really dug down deep into my collection to get some cool stuff. All the songs I play are from my iTunes. So Gary, do you want to start?
I'll start it off. And I'm not, you know, don't expect any Bell and Sebastian or Big Star or anything like that. But these are all things that are going to be, you're going to want to go out and get these.
Okay.
Start off with a great year in music, 1987. This is kind of an obscure band out of Boston, but it is so fresh. If you like YouTube the video of this song, you'll say like, did this just come out last week? It's like this it is the classic hipster look of, like, you know, kind of the floppy hair, glasses, sweaters, and stuff like that. They sort of set the mark for that. The group is called Big Dipper, and this song is called Faith Healer on Rock Solid.
I'm digging this.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
We'll just hear one little verse and then. The They had kind of like a minor like college hit with a song called "She's Fetching," but they didn't really make a mark. But definitely go on YouTube, look up that video of I'll put it on our site too of "Faith Healer" by Big Dipper. I met the guitarist from Big Dipper. He was I went to the Kimmel show once, uh-huh. and he was like teching for a Sonic Youth. I'm like, you're in Big Dipper. You're that guy. And he was such a dick to me.
Oh!
But that made me love him more. It was crazy. I don't know. I can't explain why, but that's...
The one person in his life
who recognizes him. Yeah.
And he shits all over you.
He shits all over me. I would, story of my life.
It's so funny. A song title like "She's Fetching" is so the opposite of like a rap song about ladies, which would be like "Big Ass Titty Woman." You know, it's like the opposite. Both mean the same thing.
Exactly, yeah.
They both mean the same thing.
Exactly, similar themes. Yes.
Also, Matt, I'm gonna let you know there's no Jackson Brown, and there's no Blondie, and there's no Blink 182.
Oh.
But there is this band. I love this song. A lot of people love the band. I like a handful of songs, but there's no denying this song. This is the Boomtown Rats.
Oh, sure.
Silicon chip inside her head gets switched to overload, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold, and he can see
no reasons,
cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
I love that song.
Beautiful song.
I love it to this day. If that pops up in the shuffle, I am a happy man.
Underrated group. In the Long Grass, a great album from them.
Yes, yes.
You know the story of I Don't Like Mondays. How that is that hack to talk about?
No,
tell a story because I don't think a lot of people know.
It's it was a kid in 1979 by the name of Brenda Ann Spencer went on a shooting spree at her school, and they asked her why she did it. And that was her answer. Well, I don't like Mondays.
Well,
it was a Garfield. But no, it was lasagna day in the cafeteria. That's the ironic part.
Just going to make a lasagna reference.
You bastard.
Sorry. Good pull. I love the when the Boomtown Rats were on SCTV. Did you see that?
I did see when they were on there.
That was great. What a band. And then do you think the rest of the Rats think Bob Geldof's a little...
pretentious,
mighty, yeah,
little Bono-ish. A little Sting-ish, a little Bono-ish.
Yeah, maybe.
I actually think Bono might not be like that.
No, he's a bloke. Yeah,
I think he might be.
And I'm sure Bob is too. Or maybe not. Maybe he does wear a halo.
Yeah, he's Sir Bob Geldof, right?
Sir Bob.
Yeah, all right.
Excellent.
Hey, this, my next song... is from
wait a minute, what? You're skipping my
oh my god, what am I doing?
That was your song.
Why are you little
Gary? I love that you played the Boomtown Rats.
What?
I'm sorry.
Hey, wait a minute, he's pulling a fast
one. Didn't sound more
whenever
like a Gary song.
Whenever Gary agrees with something I play, then I just assume he played
it's confusing,
it
confusing yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Edit that out.
This is an album I think I'm gonna have to do a recess appointment and put this one on the CD rack of the gods without going through the full committee. Just okay. Put it in there. This is, it's like one of those albums. It's like a one album mixtape. Like they go through so many genres of like hip hop and folk and country and bluegrass and metal and just everything. It's a Canadian group called Brand Van 3000, and they had a minor hit. Let's hear like a few seconds of that.
Brand Van.
Yeah, Brand Van 3000. And do you remember this song, "Drinking in L.A."?
No.
This was kind of a minor hit. You know,
have you heard of this, Matt?
Yeah, yeah. This
free ticket to the Brand Van concert.
This was like a K-Rock song. Kind of a K-Rock song. Late 90s.
But once you kick that other one over and Pat will enjoy this. This is their acoustic rendition of a metal standard. Put some Skronks in there.
Come on, feel the noise.
Oh.
Girls, rock your boys.
This is Brand Van by way of... I can't form my sentence.
Anyway, so this is you need this album. It's every song is just like a whole new world, and it's the album is called Glee, so maybe like people accidentally buy it thinking it has something to do with Glee, but it has you know it because it has a cartoon of like a cartoon Thumper Rabbit sniffing the butt of a cartoon Bambi. So that's how you'll know.
Are they allowed to use that?
Well, you know, it's kind of like
it's not like really them. Yeah. It's just sort of a.
It's just kind of like a. But you know, it's
okay.
But you know, if you can't sniff,
that kind of looks like the Bambi that was used in like Godzilla versus Bambi.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you know who it's supposed to be. But you know, if you can't sniff something nice about somebody,
What I was going to say is that it's Brand Van by way of Quiet Riot, by way of Slade.
By way of Slade, yeah. There's like it's like three times removed, but that's
pretty cool.
It's thanks.
Matt, I always turn to Matt and I go, Matt, have you ever heard this? And like if Matt shakes his head no, then I'm like, oh, this is really
he's pulling our legs.
Gary's digging deep.
That was like the soundtrack for like when I it wasn't right when I moved to LA, but it was not too long after. That I feel like there was a lot of that sort of late 90s music was lost. No one really knew which way to go. Are we going to do Moby? Are we going to be electronic and DJ? Everyone's a DJ. Or are we going to have little Pixies singing over breakbeats? Or like, what's going on?
Right. So,
like,
put a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah. That would be a great show to just do that. Those one hit wonders from that lost era of music between grunge and. I don't even really know what happened after that. Yeah, like it's all a sort of miasma. But
like Len, Steal My Sunshine.
Yes. Yeah. Len is a great example. There was that one. Oh, shit. Well, I'll think about it. But there was a lot of weird one-hit wonders that are kind of lost to the ages now.
Right, I'm going to write that. We're getting a lot of good episode suggestions here. Pat, what say you in the B section?
Okay, look. This gentleman is named Jimmy Barnes. Have you ever heard of him?
Jimmy Barnes. No. Oh, wait a minute. Australian fellow?
Yes, Australian. Yes. He's he was the lead singer of Cold Chisel.
Sure.
From Australia. Mm-hmm. With a combination of 14 Australian top 40 albums for Cold Chisel and 13 charting solo albums, this makes Jimmy Barnes the highest number of hit albums of any Australian artist. And yet, we do not go down under for our music.
Hardly ever.
I first heard this guy because he had a song in the movie Gung Ho with Michael Keaton.
Right.
And the song was called Working Class Man. So I'm like, I love that song. It's kind of like Meat and Potatoes, Bruce Springsteen and Brian Adams rock. So I picked up the album and I didn't like the album too much, but I did like two songs. And this was the other one I liked. This was I Die to Be With You Tonight from Jimmy Barnes.
Got your first mail just the other day. Since I got it, I can't put it away. I just didn't read over and over and over again, as if the words that you wrote could bring this heart to an end. Well, you just left me here waiting, and left the wound that won't heal. Got you so far away, you don't know how I feel. So say you'll take a chance on this heart of mine, and don't make me the one that you left behind. I'm not saying anybody's wrong or right, just know I died to be with you tonight.
Jimmy Barnes, if you're in Australia right now, you are digging it. Jimmy Barnes.
He's like the Johnny Holiday of Australia.
I'm always amazed that when there's an artist from another country that you've never really heard of, and this guy's probably a gazillionaire in Australia.
It's true.
Famous. Yeah. But I wonder if the fact that he never broke America, I wonder if that still sticks in his craw.
I wonder. Yeah, that's like, Robbie Williams. That's another one.
Yeah, there. Robbie
Williams. Can't walk down the street.
He cannot get a...
No, but in America, he can walk down the streets. Right. Because he has no car here. He's poor. Yeah,
that's right. He can detail my car in the United
exactly.
States.
I'm a big pop star in England. What am I doing here?
No.
Jimmy Barnes, he had a duet with INXS on some other movie.
Yeah. Maybe Lost Boys?
Probably something.
Yeah,
like
I think
that.
Something
let's
like
just
that.
Say
yeah.
it was Lost Boy. This, I think, was a big hit in Australia. My next song, it was the early 2000s, and Ben Queller. Ben Lee.
Yeah, all the three Bens.
Ben Folds got together to record an EP called The Bens, and this is a hit single from that, and it is called Let's Pretend. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff.
While I held you with our undry eyes, Happy years pass by. It's okay to cry.
That's Ben Queller.
That was my question.
Yeah.
That's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah. Yeah. Here comes Ben Lee.
Well, it's sticks and stones and broken homes that taught us how to smile. After all, in the end.
Nice harmonies.
Very lovely, yeah. And then here goes Ben Folds.
There's a name that plays in my head like a song all day long. She's with me every day. After all,
there's a lot of YouTube clips of like Australian talent shows of kids like trying to, you know, put groups together and sing this song, and with varying degrees of success. It's pretty charming.
If I could write a sketch, I would write that these three go back in time and Ben Franklin.
Oh yeah. But on kite.
All he wants to do is discover electricity so he can invent an electric guitar.
Oh man. Yeah. He just invented it.
Yeah.
That's really good. Man, wicked. Maybe there's an Australian Saturday Night Live or something.
Maybe there is. Maybe Jimmy Barnes is on that show.
You never know. He could be hosting this week. Yeah.
I said there's no bad finger, no bad company, and no bad English. But I did not say I was going to leave out one of my favorite bands of 2010, Bad City. They are from Chicago. They are from Chicago. This is a song. This is an album called Welcome to the Wasteland. And this song is apropos to this podcast because this song is called Call Paul Stanley, Bad City.
Another good entry for Meta Rock.
Yeah, it is a good entry for Meta Rock. And these guys, again, this is a young band. They're like in their 20s, but they have really captured that 80s kind of metal sound without being the band I hate, which is Steel Panther, where they're mocking it. These guys have embraced it, and Welcome to the Wasteland is a great, great album if you like stuff that sounds like that.
I never heard that. That was easy to listen to. I wonder if Paul Stanley was...
Yes. Kiss
likes it.
Kiss took these guys out on tour. They opened up tons of dates in 2010 with Kiss. Kiss really likes them.
How did that call go? When he said, like, was he flattered when he heard the news?
Well, he goes, let me tell you something. I know you got a song called Calling Paul Stanley. Paul Stanley's calling you.
Wow. Freak out. I've been dying to do a variation of the Meta Rock show where it's songs about real people, not just about music itself, but about people. And I had one on my list about
you can do that.
About Piazza New York Catcher, but I crossed it off by Bell and Sebastian. But see, so I'm gonna stick.
Oh, so not just about rock.
I thought you meant real rock people.
Yeah, just real any people. Real person.
Yeah. So
yeah, like there's a great song about Harriet Tubman. That
what? Who
that,
does that?
AC/DC does.
What? Get out of here. It's a long way to the top via the Underground Railroad. Everybody knows that. This is another one. It's got
to
go.
I'm resisting the chance to make a Back in Black.
Okay, just fight it.
Don't do it.
This is
to quote Drake.
don't do it.
She's got big balls to take the Underground Railroad. Don't dig that railroad too deep, because then you're going to have yourself a highway to hell. Okay, go ahead.
One too many.
I think I need two more to get it back.
This is another one that I'm going to have to pass another decree to get it in the CD Rack of the Gods, even though it is like a greatest hits compilation. Normally that would be forbidden on the CD Rack of the Gods, but this is such an essential album to have. Without it, there would be no. This isn't a good recommendation, but there would be no Blink-182 without this album. But no, Green Day. These guys were the forefathers of pop punk, And they had a collection of all their great early singles called Singles Going Steady. It's got your Orgasm Addict. It's got your What Do I Get? Everybody's Happy Nowadays. It's got your Noise and Noise. But it's got this, their masterpiece. It's called, it's the Buzzcocks. And this is called Ever Fallen in Love. Money back guarantee on this one, Pat. If you don't like it, I will. I'll buy it off of you and give it away. Yeah, this Singles Going Steady, so good. You stir my natural emotions. You make me feel like dirt, and I'm hurt. Poetry,
Buzzcocks, love it.
Good.
That sounded good, though. I really did. I'm not familiar with the Buzzcocks. I've heard the name Buzzcocks.
Don't be scared of it. And I know you think it has cock in it.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, and buzz. It sounds like, oh, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, like a wood shop accident or something. But no.
But no.
It's friendly and catchy all at the same time.
So I've listed tons of bands that I could have played that I did not. There's no babies.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, I would be remiss if I didn't include this lady. This lady does not like me. She has many times turned an empty album cover away without signing anything for me. This is Pat Benatar, but this is just a great song. It's from 1988, Wide Awake and Dreamland. It was produced by Keith Forsey. Just this song was. He did all the work with the big Billy Idol albums.
Oh, right.
And this song, she can really belt it out, and she's 59 years old. She can still sing like this. And this song is a great rock song, all fired up.
Day to day, I never knew the difference. I never cared either way.
Belt it out.
Looking for reasons.
Get to that point.
Searching for a sign. Reaching out with both hands. I gotta feel a kick inside.
That is a good treadmill song.
Yeah.
Gary winces.
I guess so.
Oh, man. I could listen to that all day, really. I got to be honest.
You do like that song.
I do.
That's a great song. From a bad album, that's a good song.
All right. She's got good songs, okay. But that's not one of them.
I like that song.
That's just perfectly packaged 80s pop rock.
That's right. True.
But that's, she can't, how come she doesn't, she has a no signing policy? Or
a no
just
what?
Just a no Pat Francis policy.
A no Pat Francis policy?
No, literally twice. You don't know these? Twice I've been the only person asking for a signature, and twice just walked right by.
What? I see you next Tuesday. I'm really reevaluating.
I know. And if you read her book, she'll tell you she loves her fans.
Prove it.
I know.
But
come on,
boy.
Benatar.
With her, I mean, with her to be in that Love is a Battlefield video and then pull a stunt like that.
I know.
Like, she's got a lot of.
Maybe she thinks I'm the guy that directed that video.
Maybe. Why? More shoulder shimmy. Like this. Try that. Well, I'm sorry that had to happen. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to correct this, even if I have to sign it myself.
Gary Benatar.
Work on your forgeries.
This is a group. It's the pride of Hoboken, New Jersey, besides Frank Sinatra, a great poppy punk new wave band of the early 80s called the Bongos, and it's Barbarella. Listen to this jungle rhythm. I'm doing the Love is a Battlefield dance to this.
Yeah, really? You could.
Yeah.
Barbarella. Got a feeling I lose control. I
Okay, there you go. Never caught on. Bongos. Couple good
mystery for the ages.
Who knows why? Come on, that's cool.
That was pretty
good stuff. It felt like being kind of in a futuristic city jungle or something like that. Maybe the city's all grown over with vines and stuff like that, and you're swinging around. Maybe you got some kind of laser blaster pistol. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, well, go ahead.
In keeping of my theme of people, I'm not playing today so that Matt is happy. Matt, no Bengals.
Oh,
I don't mind the Bengals.
But I'm not playing them.
Okay. I know we already heard I don't like Mondays. We could have heard Manic Monday.
Well, that's true. I was going to talk to you, Gary. We should do a Days of the Week.
Days of the Week. Oh, man, we got
Days
so
of the
many
Week songs. Songs that
we
have
got so
of
many
week
ideas. So you guys are this is like giving the fans a peek behind the curtain at the pre-pro.
People that wear artists that wear earrings.
Yes.
What? That's terrible.
George Michael.
George Michael. Cyndi Lauper.
I don't got 90.
No Bengals, but I'm going to play this guy. This guy was one half of the duo David and David, who released an album called Boomtown in 1980.
Oh boy, Gary!
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What the?
Gary is distraught.
So this is
visibly
this guy's
upset.
Name is David Bearwald, and this is from his second album. It's a great, great album. This guy has some things he wants to sing about. This is from an album called Bedtime Stories, and this song is called Good Times on Rock Solid.
The more I learn, I find how little I really know. And I'm standing here before you, don't know nothing at all. Except there is no single saving grace, no miracle cure, no resting place. But look in the mirror, see a stranger's face.
You don't like that? I didn't mean to wince.
Before
oh, that's okay.
It's just that welcome to the it was just like shoved down our throats like this is it. This is what we've been looking for, and it was just so lugubrious and obvious and a bunch of other ESs. But
I love those some of the songs in the album. Welcome to the Boomtown, Swallowed by the Cracks, Ain't So Easy. You know, man, that guy speaks to me.
I'm glad. If you like it, I'm happy.
I think I'm going to get you back with my next two. For two in a row. I don't even know if you like Bad City. I lost you for the last two.
I get down
two.
To Bad City, and you know I'm one to talk with the bongos. But
what are you going to play next?
Well,
this is
actually how many songs do you have left?
I have two more left.
Okay, I'll go two more too. This is a group that it's one of those groups like you always hear their name, but maybe you haven't heard their music before. And it's really cool, really progressive, fascinating, catchy. I hope I remember to put it on here. But have you heard any Bebop Deluxe?
Oh, I've heard of Bebop Deluxe.
Well, this is what they sound like.
Okay,
now you'll hear it. This is I think it's called Maid of Honor. I think
Maid in Heaven.
Maid of Honor. I'm thinking about J-Lo.
All right, I like this so far. Yeah.
Pat just had a Mike Schmidt moment at that rip.
Oh, this is crazy.
It's a time for giving. In the two-star hotel where breakfast in bed grew ahead. It's just the price of a smile.
How sweet is that little wicka 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 wicka?
Okay, now hold on 1 second.
Yes.
What year did this come out?
I was 74, maybe something like
75,
that.
75. It says right here.
What is the album called?
Is that Starburst Finish?
Futurama.
I'm looking this up right. That album is not on. Oh, there it is.
That's
Futurama.
It.
And what is that song again?
Made in Heaven.
Let me tell you something. I'm purchasing that.
What?
Right now.
Unbelievable. He's doing it. He's hitting purchase.
I am typing in my password.
British Guitar Whiz.
Which is Stinkfinger 82.
Bill Nelson is the mastermind behind Bebop Deluxe. He went on and had like some like new wave hits. Like he forsook the guitar and just played keyboards like in the 80s. But they have like a half dozen really solid album, really catchy, like kind of, you know, not unlike Queen, maybe not Queen, but kind of Roxy music-ish. So.
Well, that song,
Bebop Deluxe.
That song is without a doubt. Matt, are you in on this? Mm-hmm. That is rock solid approved.
Yay! Absolutely.
That's all a three right. for
that was
three.
Great.
Three. Yeah, that's right. Great.
Excellent. My work here is done.
If we were the panel of American Idol, Bebop Deluxe would be going to Hollywood.
Nice. All right. Woohoo! Golden ticket. Golden ticket.
All right, my... what says we cannot complete your iTunes store request because the network has lost the connection? Well, you...
Pat, wait until this is unprofessional.
Yeah, maybe...
Wait until the end of the show.
You know what? I'll forget about it by then. All right, I'll come back to it.
Write it down.
What is this implement of writing of which you speak?
You have a keyboard in front of you. Just do something.
I did. I bought it with my keyboard.
You said it was
a
network
store right at my fingertips. Okay, here we go. Yeah. This is from 1999. This is a song I like. This is the only song by this band that I own. I don't know anything about this band. All I know is that in the late 90s, this song would come on the radio, and I would say, "Yeah, I like that song. This is this is that blessed union of souls." Oh. Hey, Leonardo.
She don't care about my car, and she don't care about my money, and that's real good, 'cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford losing out my ears. But what she sees are my faults and indecisions, my insecure conditions, and the tears upon the pillow that I shed. She don't care about my big screen.
I forgot about that song.
Yeah, that song makes me feel good.
All right,
it's
good.
Not often you get a Tyson Beckford dress.
No, you don't.
That What's might next? Be the only one ever.
Yeah.
What's next? Lucky Vanoose? The Diet Coke man?
Oh, I anybody? That, dude. I do remember him.
Blessed Union of Souls there from Morrow, Ohio, it looks like.
Oh, got some info.
Formed
backstory.
In 1990. And didn't they have another song? No, Spawn the hit single "Hey Leonardo." No, I guess that's it.
I think they're African American too.
Get out of here!
What?
No.
Yeah.
Go on.
You got to be kidding me.
No, look.
That's the whitest sounding song I've ever heard.
I know, but I think on the album cover there's a bunch of African American people.
What the hell? Wow. Maybe it's just like Menudo or something. Maybe they just have. Maybe that one.
Are you sure it wasn't a picture of Tyson Beckford?
Yeah. Maybe it's just a picture of Tyson Beckford. Maybe it's like that one Blues Traveler video where they're behind the curtain and they have like handsome black guys.
Yeah.
No, here, Matt. Look at this album cover. Look, who's front and center on this album cover?
Tyson Beckford.
That is crazy.
Isn't that weird? I assume he's the
lead
singer.
Now I feel like a jerk.
Man, there's two. Yeah, that guy's got to be the singer.
Please give generously to fight the scourge of funk deficiency in the black community. Because that is. So I said I was going to fight. I was going to like steer clear of all those core curriculum B bands like Beatles and Beach Boys. And
right.
Beck and Beastie Boys and all those ones that you know. But
there's tons of Bees.
Ah, so the Beastie Boys. What the hell?
I know.
Second time in a row, the volume has let one of my faves slip past.
Sorry.
The Bees, buddy. The Bees.
Well, maybe
tough.
This will make up for it. This is one of those classic groups, The Birds. And this is the craziest bird song of all time. It's called Chestnut Mare.
They just missed me from being on my list.
And, well, do you know this song, Chestnut Mare?
I don't think I do.
Maybe just kind of needle drop it maybe about 30 seconds in or something. It's about a guy, I think he wants to bone down on a horse. I think, I thought it was a metaphor about trying to tame this wild, like, redheaded lady. But I think he wants to really get with a horse.
From now on, can we say drop the digital needle?
Drop the digital needle. There we go. Sorry about that. Yeah. Pat's got a lot of...
Well, I was up on Stony Ridge after this chestnut mare. Been chasing her for weeks. Well, I'd catch a glimpse of her every once in a while. Taking her meal, bathing. Fine lady. This one day, I happened to be real close to her, and I saw her standing over there. So I snuck up on her nice and easy. Got my rope out. And I flung it in the air. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can.
Oh, what?
He's going to give her his brand, Pat, with his red hot branding iron.
Yeah, I think no. Hey, how come this was striking me as weird? Now, that's the front man's Roger McGuinn.
Right.
But he's credited as Jim McGuinn on the albums.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a legal thing or something. Like maybe is Jim's his real name or something like that. I don't know. But
and the Byrds seem like a band that would get back together and just do like a little nostalgic run through some sheds or something. But
I think some of them have died now, and I think they hate David Crosby. I think some of them do, and
I wonder why McGuinn doesn't just do some solo show somewhere.
It seems like he shows up at McCabe's or something every now and again. But yeah, that's a good question. Is he still with us? Does it say that he's?
I can find that out.
He can't find those little crazy glasses.
Oh, you know what? Jim is dead, but Roger's still alive.
Maybe that's okay. That's it.
No, but, he's still alive. He's 69. Hello, 69. No, he's still alive.
I was thinking, like, what is this crazy song this guy wants? It's like bestiality or something. And I looked it up, and apparently Roger was writing a country rock version of the Ibsen play Peer Gynt, which features a guy trying to like track down a doe or something like that. So it was just kind of like that part of that show. They had like these 26 songs ready to go, and they just like scrapped the whole idea and then like parted out the songs for future Byrds albums in the late 70s. But yeah, Chestnut Mare. That's it. That's all I got in the letter B.
B-Y-R-D-S.
Byrds with a B. Don't confuse them with the English Byrds.
No.
Who are with the I, but are also good. That had Ron Wood in them, I think.
And I'll tell you what, when I was over in the UK, there's a lot of good-looking birds.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
he's talking about actual birds.
Yeah. He's an ornithologist.
Yeah. That's right.
A lot of people don't know that about Pat.
Well, for my final pick, I did go old school. I went with Black Sabbath.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not a Black Sabbath fan. I like Ozzy. I like Ozzy solo. And I like Black Sabbath with Dio, but I don't like Dio solo. But I know, it's weird. It's weird.
I like guacamole, but I don't like
avocados.
Avocados. But this is one of my treadmill songs. This is Black Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio, and this is The Mob Rules.
Yes.
R.I.P., Ronnie. I think Rick Santorum is going to start using this song.
Yes.
Listen to fools. If you listen to fools, the mob rules.
Exactly.
I love it.
Don't listen to them.
That's a great Black Sabbath Dio song.
What's the status of that reunion? That's on ice right now, right?
Tony Iommi has some cancer.
Oh man.
And he's fighting that. But then
he should go to Nile Rodgers' barber.
I would love to end right fucking there. And then I guess. The drummer, Bill Ward, was given a deal akin to Michael Anthony.
Oh, right.
And they
buzz
they,
off.
They weren't giving him a fair cut, and so he didn't want to sign. So right now, I think the tour is off, but I still think the other three are working on an album with Rick Rubin, but I don't know what's...
You hate to see old friends come to it like that.
Yeah, I don't expect that. I don't know.
Treadmill songs. That's another one.
Treadmill songs, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I would play All Fired Up. And
don't give
just play it 12 times.
Just play it 12 times. You're done.
Well, so this has been letter B. If you have a suggestion for another letter, let us know at our. If you get to anybody, think of any
How
letters.
How about K? We're going to get a bunch of emails now. Have you thought about H?
Ooh.
No, that had not occurred to us.
Let us know on our. Do you Twitter us? You could like us on Facebook. Write a review on iTunes. That helps so much. Super thank you to
also,
everyone.
Also, if we talk about a band you like, post the link for our podcast at that band's message board. Maybe some of those folks will come over and hear a little bit of our nonsense.
That's what we're trying to do. Trying to build it up here. Matt, do you have anything you'd like to play with us? Play on the way out here?
Oh, I don't.
We'll throw this out. We could filibuster for another second while you think of some. Maybe you could play some of your beloved Beastie Boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was getting at. The
I'm sorry, I didn't pick up on the subtle there.
Matt, maybe you'd have something you'd like to play that's beastie-like.
I was not prepared for this, but continue to vamp, and I will cue something up.
I saw Mike D at the Trader Joe's in Silver Lake once.
What?
How was that? What was he buying?
I was like, that guy is way too old.
Was he only buying bee foods, broccoli, he's Brussels sprouts, bread?
It's like, I was like, look how skinny that guy is, and look how like he's too old to be dressed like, oh, wait, it's Mike D. That's okay.
Those guys didn't. Some a couple of those guys did not age very well.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of them. You know, that's
some hard living. Didn't one have some cancer?
MCA, yeah, throat cancer.
Feeling better now.
How's he doing now?
I think he's doing all right.
He's going to be playing with the Black Sabbath. I don't know if you heard that. So listen, we got treadmill songs, we got cowbell songs,
days of the week,
real people. One songs about Skip Stevenson.
Songs about Skip Stevenson.
He was on Real People. Remember how many Real People hosts can you name?
Let's do Sarah Purcell.
Doug Loves Movies on Real People.
Okay,
hosts.
Okay, I'll go first. Sarah Purcell.
We said Skip Stevenson. I'll say Bill Rafferty.
Gary Coleman.
Was he on there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Byron cool. Allen.
Ooh, good one. John Biner. there was a guy who was kind of like John Biner. I'm going to say, who's the kid? Peter Billingsley.
I thought you meant John Boehner. I was
John
like,
Boehner. John really Boehner was on there.
Peter Billingsley was on there?
Yeah, briefly. That is his little kid.
I think I might be done.
That's it. How about, can we skip over to That's Incredible?
Oh, Fran Tarkington.
Yeah. Kathy Lee Crosby. And
Fran Tarkington.
Was there, John Davidson.
John Davidson.
Yeah. They tried to pair up John Davidson and Leslie Ann Warren to be like the Rock Hudson and Doris Day back in the...
When did they try to do that?
Disney did back in the late 60s, early 70s. It didn't work out. We're getting deep in the well now.
You're going to edit all this vamping, right? Yeah. Till you get your song?
I should hope so.
Yes, edit all this out and go right into... When he says, Matt, do you have a song you'd like to play?
This is my favorite song from my favorite album ever. Here it is. It's called Car Thief, Beastie Boys. Oh, I just lost it. Oh, screen shuts off. What's an iPod? What are we doing? Here we go.
Out.